Good morning and welcome to Mercury, a broadcast of hope. It has been 101 days since we came back on the air. I'm Max O'Brien here with Agnes Drew. Listeners, I have some exciting news for you. I think I have stumbled upon the truth, the real reason our world is overrun by zombies.
Max, could I interrupt?
I suppose so. Why?
I'm just wondering. Max, what would happen if any one of your theories turns out to be right?
What do you mean, what would happen?
I mean, like, how would you know? If you happened to stomp on a little bit of truth while skipping along through sci-fi tropes and conspiracy theories, and one of the theories you've already shared just happens to be right, would you know about it?
I guess not.
Exactly. I understand that you're mostly being self-indulgent to alleviate the boredom, give your brain a fun problem to chew on, etc. I mean this with no judgment. I am genuinely curious. What would happen if you are right?
Well, I guess if I'm right, we'd have to have proof for me to even know about it.
So you launch a theory, and in her research, Dr. Clark discovers it to be true.
And I get to tell everyone the truth right here on Mercury, a broadcast of hope. I promise, listeners, if we figure this out, if we uncover the truth of where the zombies came from and why they're here, you will all be the first to know. I will not hold back. I will inform the people.
Okay, great. Max, so you're right. And all our listeners, the handful we are aware of and the few who might happen to be listening that day, know that you are right.
Yes, I am right.
Does it matter?
What do you mean? Of course it matters. We would know who to blame. We would know what happened.
But if it's not something we could fix...
Uh-huh.
Does it matter?
We could try. Dr. Clark could try. And whatever caused this mess, if we can tell every scientist out there what to be looking for, maybe someone can find a cure or a reversal.
But what if we can't? What if the world doesn't become normal again? What if you know what happened and we're still stuck in this mess?
Agnes, this is unlike you. You're the one constantly reminding us to broadcast messages of hope.
I know. I'm just trying to come from a place of objective hypothetical query, just like Dr. Clark has been teaching me. Listeners, I have no way of knowing if we'll ever fix what broke the world, but I do have hope that we will. I'm just trying to talk things out with Max here.
Okay, so what are you trying to get at then? That my healthy suppositions are pointless and I should just give up on them?
No, Max. I don't expect you to walk away from your theories any more than I expect Dr. Clark to abandon her research, or I expect myself to never bring home another book. I just want to know what your ultimate goals are. Let's take this to a more optimistic place. What if you get it right, you tell the world the scientists are able to focus on a cure and they succeed? What if, Max, you do save the world?
I guess I've never really thought about it.
Liar.
Okay, geez. If I save the world, it goes back to normal. But not normal like before, where I'm just a college radio manager and my electric bill is too high and my mother only calls me to ask if I've met a nice girl yet. I want the world to be normal, but I stay extraordinary. The president makes my birthday Max O'Brien Day. And I am interviewed by every magazine and talk show out there. The whole world knows my name. I get to do radio still, but on my own network, on satellite radio. Everyone tunes in to hear my thoughts on zombies, on culture, on politics, on the other myths and monsters that we may find to be real one day.
And what about me and Dr. Clark? Do we at least get to ride your coattails?
Sure, I guess. I can't say I've thought about your place in this dream future of mine.
Really? Not even a little? Okay, then my idea of your dream future is your radio network is a huge success. Such a success that you crumble under the pressure. You have a public breakdown. Dr. Clark and I are interviewed for your late night biography special. They make a movie about your life. Truth from the Mic, The Rise and Fall of Max O'Brien. Jennifer Lawrence plays me. She wins an Oscar supporting, not lead. She thanks me in her acceptance speech. I watch the awards from home and raise a glass to my big screen TV, which I bought with the check from selling the rights to my story. Life is good.
I crumbled, but I'm not dead, so I get to meet Jennifer Lawrence, right?
As a condition for selling the rights to your story, the studio makes you a consultant on the film. They bring you to set in a caftan, medicated and useless. You meet her, but you do not remember it. It is your greatest regret.
So I save the world, but at what cost?
At what cost, indeed.
That feels like a good place to end the broadcast and this conversation. Listeners, thank you for tuning in to Mercury, a broadcast of hope. If I save the world, you'll be the first to know. This is Max O'Brien and Agnes Drew, signing off. Take care of each other.